Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Itata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, half-elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter, half-orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tellyman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizblick.
Oh, Krizblick.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards. Rook, you will now, find yourself certainly low on stamina, certainly still within inches of your life, but now in this room, hope as your foes burn.
Yeah. I'm gonna yell to who I think is out there, which I believe to be Kaitoa and Beleg. And Kaitoa, I'm in here. Come for me. Sorry.
Hey.
All right, you three here to your left, immediately to your left, the voice of your traveling companion, Rook.
Rook. Rook. We're coming for you.
Atreyu!
Steve.
Falcor!
Now you would have Stolas making his appearance.
Let's see here. Can I pop him? I guess he's with me here, right? Yeah, I'll move him. So Stolas swoops in through the doorway past Kaitoa.
Yep.
I can't see what he sees, though. Or, I guess I don't know. How does that play out? Because I'm not really warging through him. I can't do that.
You'd be able to dispatch him there. You can see him there, joining Kaito and Krizblick.
Yeah, so I guess without seeing it, what I would do, he moved 30. If I can move him to put the help, if he's gonna basically wing and claw someone's face, and then move away if possible. So he's got 30 feet left. That's what he would do.
Okay, so he'll give advantage to the next person up, and there is only one foe right here, guys. It's the one who took a strike at Kaitoa. So you want Stolas to do a little bit of interference?
Yep, he's going to run interference on that guy and then swoop out of the way. So the next person who attacks, that
Steve,
dude,
I think you're top of the order, right?
Well, Stolas is certainly at the bottom, so I guess that would be, yeah, I guess that'd be Steve in this fight.
As always, you guys are right next to each other.
Convenient.
you could still conceivably give yourself advantage every time.
Yeah, with the way that this works out, definitely.
Best.
You are.
Ever.
Steve, assured that your owl familiar is down there mucking around with stuff, yet your two companions are there, Kaito amongst the bodies. Are you still up on that second floor?
Yeah. So am I on top of a building, or am I on top of a wall, or
you are just leaning over the roof of the building. Okay, that's the other side of this building. That's the roof you were on top of. And now you come around the building, and now you're back with your party. So it's a small rectangular building you were in. When you were up there, yeah, if you'd gone over to the other side, you'd look down into the courtyard. And if you did drop down that side, you'd be dropping down on the back of the guard entrance booth, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do.
Okay.
I would like to use my action to stealth once more, since I'm coming from the other side.
So first I'll have you do an acrobatics, and then I'll have you do a stealth.
Acrobatics first, Ooh, nice. 13 plus 6, 19.
That is fine for Steve to gingerly get down, and now roll your stealth.
17 plus 6 for 23.
All right. If this courtyard did have, say, a sentry or eyes, they have not seen you because you have dropped down right into the inner angle of this building. And as you creep up on the guard booth, yeah, you can be assured, Steve, that you are now on the reverse side of where Kaitoa has just entered the fray.
Sweet. And I can't see any... I can't see any adversaries currently.
None in the courtyard.
Okay. If my movement is 30, is that the entirety of it?
I'd say 15. You could probably move another 5 to 10 feet.
I'm going to see if I can sidestep enough that I can get any kind of visuals on enemies.
Okay.
While itself.
Let me see. Steve, as you poke around...
So that
yes.
10 more, yeah. Okay.
Yes, you would be able to sort of shimmy around, and yeah, it's another soldier.
Okay, that's my turn.
Who's up after Stevie Boy?
Beleg.
Yeah.
Beleg, you're up, and Steve has disappeared out of your view. He is no longer, you know, right up and above you. He has seemed to gone over into the courtyard of the quartermaster's barracks. Kaitoa stands there amongst the bodies in this entranceway, and he seems to be craning his neck to hear a shouting voice that you're probably just entering audible range of.
Kaitoa, I'm in here. Come for me.
All right, and I can see four dead bodies.
Correct. You see two. One seems to have been immolated, and two of them seem to be, older, and two are very fresh indeed. One foe here stalks from his corner as he has pierced Kaitoa.
Yeah, who pierced Kaitoa? Which one?
There's a soldier of Pold here with a rather large two-headed axe.
I can just see him. All right, cool.
The guy who just stabbed me.
Yes. I will attack him with another couple of Eldritch Blasts because I'm a warlock. That's what we do.
Roll it up.
The Stolas advantage is still available, I believe, as well.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, no one's taking it.
Yeah, so Beleg,
I didn't use it. So.
You'd be rolling with advantage because Stolas did just mess with this guy's face and run some good interference for Eldritch Blasties.
Thank you, Steve, because that was a crit fail.
Not anymore.
Holy shit! That's a 2. This game is horrible.
You have not connected Beleg.
I have one more blast.
One more attack.
Oh, don't roll a 1.
Oh god, off the table. What is it? It's a 12 plus 6. Nice. It's an 8. It's an 18.
18. Your blast is going to find a nice warm body to corrupt.
All right, 1d10. That's a 6.
Okay, yeah, you're definitely seeing your Eldritch Blast do its creepy dark magic. Anything else?
No, Belly just stares at his fucking finger. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He's a little upset with how inaccurate it is.
As you stare, at the spell casting focus, the scar on your finger, Beleg, like you're scolding yourself?
I'm just looking upset at it. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Dejected. Okay, Beleg, and then coming up after Beleg, Kaitoa, you have just seen this guy who dealt some damage to you get dealt some damage himself.
Alright, Beleg, hold my beer.
Beleg drinks the beer.
I am gonna do the same, still enraged, reckless attack, great weapon mastery. So 17 for the first. Ooh, 19 is my hit, which I believe hits.
19 hits.
And for damage, my damn D12 go. Oh, 13 for damage. And for my second attack, it misses 3. The first one hit, and yeah, with 13 damage, yeah, the second one missed.
Where would you say you take him with your axe?
I'm going straight for midsection, into the side rib, just a big uppercut to the ribs.
And he
takes it.
This guy, you just wallop him with your axe blade, and you have clearly, you know, he's actually shot back about a foot or two, still in your axe range. He's not looking good. Who's up next?
Chris Blick.
Chris Blick. I think we did a D20 plus 2 for her.
Okay. She is rocking a 16 for attack.
That's going to hit.
And what did you say? A D6 and a D4?
D6 and a D4. She's no level 5 adventurer, but she does get to multi-attack. Claw and bite.
The D6 is a 4. And the D4 is a 1, so 5 damage.
She's becoming quite effective, Kaitoa, as like a, you know, as a follow-up move, and on your axe blade, and she does that. You know, as you've like walloped this guy, she comes up and delivers a ferocious bite and claw to this guy's torso, and then she jumps off him and kind of circles back around and is now at your side.
Did he go down?
He is expired, and again, Krizblik seems to be kill stealing.
I know, we need to switch turns in the order, because then I'd be getting another attack.
That next key thief.
Okay. Rook, you are up.
Like I said, that guard, the other one that I ran up on, he's done, isn't he?
No, this guy here still has some life in him. You see the 4 other soldiers in the room, and they are just 20, 30 feet away, and you start to see them compose themselves a bit. One of them seems potentially not going to be moving anymore, but the other 3 begin to move up and towards you as you look around.
So I just hit this guy in front of me, yep, with 14 damage.
Correct.
So he's not really going to be doing too well.
And you are hemmed in, Rook. It's a very tight, just a 4-foot passageway that you and this man occupy.
Okay, well, I'm going to... I'm still within 10 feet of both these guys, so I'm going to poison spray them again. And they're going to have to make another... So they get a roll up spell save and throw there.
No, he doesn't pass that. He doesn't pass that poisonous spray. What's the damage?
2d12s.
Fuck, I think this might be it.
So 7 and 6, 13.
So the fellow who is immediately behind you with the long sword is no more, and your bubbling poison has subdued him. And the fellow in front of you, equally, you never even saw his face, but the back of his neck is just covered in poison. He's slumped against the wall. Yeah, as you conclude...
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move 30 feet, because I haven't moved yet, out of the room that I'm in. Towards the noise that I heard, but I'm, yeah.
You definitely heard stomping. You heard a loud stomping, and Rook, as you carefully move a couple of feet through this corridor, you have dark vision, eh?
Yeah. up to 60 feet.
Yeah, you've moved 5 feet, and then you can now move where you wish.
I can go up another 25, so...
Okay, Rook, as you have moved into this room, it seems like a sort of an entryway. There's some weapons and some armor against the wall. And immediately to your right, as you turn around, you see a large doorway, not blocked at all by a physical door, like about an 8-foot archway leading into a passage.
Okay, I'm going to move towards that doorway as much as I can, which I think I can only go an extra couple feet, so I'm only going to be able to make it to the doorway.
He's getting away! Hold on! Get him!
Boots and voices now, Rook, pursuing close behind you.
So they were, what was it, like 15 feet from me when I was at the entrance, so they'd be what? Probably about 40 to 50 feet behind me.
Probably. Say they're move behind because all the guys that were, you know, immediately blocking your way, you took care of. As you now just make it to the edge, are you stepping into the hallway from this room or are you staying right there? Are you out of movement?
I'm out of movement, so I'd be as far into this entranceway as I could be.
And you don't have any healing potions left on you, eh?
Nope.
I've slammed all those yesterday. Okay, is that it in your...
They can only move 30 feet, right?
Exactly.
In the middle of the room.
Yeah.
So even though they've moved towards me, I'm still about 15 feet ahead of them.
Exactly. Yeah, and as you think to yourself, you know, how much distance have I put between myself and the voices? Indeed, there's nobody appearing at that last elbow where you last poison sprayed someone, but yeah, boy, are those voices carrying down the hallway. And you do hear the stomping of boots, so that's coming from up behind you.
Get to the chopper, Rook.
Okay.
Next,
Steve Winwood.
Stolas before that.
Steve to human.
My good dude Stolas is going to...
Oh yeah, Stolas is the last. There is nobody living at the moment, Steve, in this little guard area. And have you sort of peeked in?
Well, I guess I kind of saw the... I can see Bellic and I can see Kaitoa, right?
I'm going to Steve Vision. Oh yeah, yeah, look at that. Yeah, I see where you are, Steve. Yeah, and there's Stolas. Uh-huh.
So can we did we hear Rook? Did we hear commotion? Do we hear...
Yeah, I heard him. Steve, yeah, you would not have heard him. Kaitoa definitely 100% did as he dispatched the first foe in the guard booth. At the moment, though, perhaps the sounds of the street and a crowd again forming behind you. Beleg, who still looks like Rook, the new quartermaster, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I yell, like, and point in the direction that I heard Rook?
I hope and to God so. Like, I mean, at the moment, Steve and his owl are sort of up an initiative, but we're kind of out of your initiative.
Yeah.
Is the combat over in this situation?
That's really tough. Why don't we see what happens next? Why don't you do something with Stolas, and then we'll go to back to the top of the order.
Okay, so what Stolas is going to do is he's going to use a perception check using his keen hearing to locate the sound of guards or any other bad guys. In this case, I'm going to use Stolas' perception because I'm not working through him.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God. That is a one.
It must be tough for Stolas.
Hold on. Let me check his skills, though, because he does have advantage on perception checks and relying on hearing and sight. So he gets a... Jesus. He gets an 8. That's a 4.
Yeah. Okay, so, Steve, it is tough as Stolas is a, you know, bird of the outdoors, a bird of the wild, and you've sent, this creature into these stone passageways of the quartermaster's barracks. Your owl can only really tell you one thing. There is a sound of yelling, indeterminate voices from the passageway where Stolas is indicating to you right now.
Like a flying lassie. Okay. I guess action. So that was action for Stolas. I guess he can move 60. In this case, I don't want to move him into a combat with no one else, so I'm going to probably just leave him there, and then I'll go to Steve.
Okay. You're up.
So Stolas, from where I can see him, he's kind of in an alcove, is it?
He is at the corner junction, like a 90-degree elbow, in a very narrow passageway.
Okay. I guess Steve is still kind of in stealth mode, so as quietly as possible, he's going to go and join Stolas.
Okay.
So I'm going to move 20.
Okay, Steve, you stalk up, and Kaitoa, you see your little buddy coming through the from the inside of the courtyard.
Hey, buddy.
I see that guy with the axe, and I am going to light him the fuck up.
Steve, you have seen a target of opportunity through a tiny sort of crack in what must be an open door. You can go ahead and roll with advantage.
Okay. Oh, he's fucked. Okay, first attack hits. I rolled a 19.
Oh yeah, that definitely hits. Roll damage.
I'm going to pierce his ear, and by pierce his ear, I'm going to put a dagger into his head.
Hey, his right ear. Into the side.
4 plus 5, so that's 19. Second dagger in the neck, if I can. That is a 15. Oh, hold on, no, that's that's a natural 20. Never mind.
Holy shit.
My mistake.
Through this
first roll of 15.
Through this
I rolled with advantage.
Through this tiny aperture in the wall, you are what would you call it? Just throwing darts on bullseyes.
So that's 8 plus 5 for 13. Eight plus 5 for 13 plus 10. So 23.
Okay, and as
you water test that shit.
As your daggers...
No, I like the way this die is rolling.
Fuck, man. As your daggers find their target, Steve, you would notice that your foe here, as he expires and hits the ground, it looks like he was on fire just moments before. There seems to be a glow in this room that you're looking into, Steve.
I have one last throw with my offhand, and I can see that guy's arm. I want to throw a dagger so that it hits him in the hand.
All right, one last dagger is going to fly through this hole in the wall.
Would I be able to, instead of take the 10 extra 10 damage, act as a disabling shot?
Yes, you could try. Yep, for sure. Okay. To hit his hand.
I see the sword hand. I want to hit his hand, and I don't want to do damage, but I want to nullify his ability to hold the weapon. So I rolled 16 plus 3 on both rolls, so that's a 19.
And where would you say you want your dagger to land? Like in the back of his hand or something?
Yeah, so right where the hand meets the wrist, there's a little soft spot. I'm aiming so that it like pierces and basically cuts off whatever bunches of tendons and shit.
No, I hate that soft spot.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's what I'm aiming for. Anyway, I don't want to do damage, but I want to make that hand useless. So
Tomo, that's damage.
I do 3. I do 3 plus 5, so I do 8 points.
And you can actually see this guy's wrist shatter, and he drops his weapon.
Sweet. That's it. Well, actually, I've got a bit more movement left.
I think you've got a couple feet of movement if you wish to kind of, move about.
This is the corner to the...
You cannot tell, Steve, without taking kind of another couple steps, you cannot quite tell the layout of whether you've approached sort of a long hallway or the corner of a room.
All right, I'm going to back up. Mentioned to Kaitoa that there's at least one more person in the room. Some warmer guy. He doesn't have a sword hand anymore.
Some young guy.
I saw another guy. He can't use a sword.
Robin, are we out of initiative?
At the moment, you're still in initiative. And yeah, Steve has just taken a couple steps back from the hallway where you saw him whipping daggers. It's very, very much dead in here. But you can hear the sounds of movement, Kaitoa, and life. From the hallway, you are definitely starting to hear some faraway voices.
Beleg's turn.
Beleg, you are still not really even in, you know, the quartermaster's barracks. The three bodies of soldiers in front of you litter the doorway. The crowds are murmuring behind you. And you see Steve and Kaitoa now looking into a dark hallway.
All right, I run in and really don't see much. I'm going to keep running forward. So I don't see anything.
And Beleg, as you rush right through...
You're going the wrong way.
I love Beleg. As you rush right through the guardhouse, you find yourself in the empty courtyard. It does not seem like there's anybody in the courtyard right now. You know, and your party stands, you know, 5 to 10 feet behind you.
He runs back to the party.
This way, and Steve points towards... points towards where Stolas is, like, kind of perched up on a stone.
It's all in character. yeah, I look at Kaitoa and be like, hey man, have you found Rook yet? As a bonus action.
I heard him yell. I think it's coming from this way, the same way Steve attacked a guy.
Okay.
Beleg, yeah, as you turn around where Kaitoa is indicating to you, you do see the small avian form of the little owl Stolas just inside this hallway to your immediate left.
Sweet.
Steve, you said that's a doorway?
No, it's a hallway.
Oh, all right. Well, then.
We're still in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, just call it 15.
See what I can see.
It's 15.
That's mighty dart. And there's a door down there. Oh shit, mama.
Oh shit, mama.
Left or right, boys?
If Steve can yell, he says, go to the right!
Alright.
Well, then I gotta go 50 more feet to the right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Steve yelled, because Beleg was about to go, I have no idea!
Yeah, and that puts me about there.
Kaitoa, you just stomp away from that corner in the hallway? You took the right?
Yep.
Rook.
That was Stolas.
You hear now the unmistakable sound of metal-clad feet stomping not towards you, but slightly away from you.
Which, do I know kind of which direction away from me? Like, is it coming
from
behind? Or
you can tell immediately just over the sounds of shouting behind you, and these voices are getting awfully loud. To your left, down a completely darkened hallway, you hear these footsteps receding.
Rob has created a minigame.
Okay. While using my vision before I make a move, the way that I'm facing, is that the only direction to leave the room that I'm currently in?
If you were to look back into where you were captured... That would be the only way, the only other exit.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue, I guess, moving away from the room that I left towards the other exit in attempts to meet up with my homies.
who you think you may have heard the sounds of your lumbering friend, Kaito. So how far are you going to try and make it down that hallway? How much movement do you have? 30?
Yeah.
Rook, as you exit from this room, and as you march down, you know, southwards in this building, you see a torch at the end of this hallway. And then simultaneously, Krizblik, with keen smell, dashes away from you, Kaitoa. Yeah. And she is now running past Stolas at the corner, and now she has totally run out of sight, Kaitoa.
Follow Krizblik!
And Krizblik's behind me, right?
And Rook, you do see Krizblik behind you!
No! I'm gonna slow-mo homeward bound run towards Krizblik. Just...
She jumps on your chest and you twirl in a circle.
Yes, and Krizblik, who hates Rook the most, is now overjoyed with his proximity to death and all the battle damage. Krizblik just, man, she just loves it when you guys are hurting. And Krizblik, you have reunited with Rook, if only you could speak. Rest of the party, you've just seen Krizblik dash down a dark hallway.
This is what I had in my mind.
I imagine we're out of combat, so we can all just follow.
Kaitoa, you have dashed down the hallway.
Yep.
Rook, your living construct friend now has lumbered up in quick succession after Kaitoa. And then Belleg and Steve, you've at the moment been left in the carnage of the guard room.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna run after that.
And combat persists?
I don't think so.
You guys both run down the hallway?
I do.
Steve?
I'm going to... Well, I'm gonna stick with my guys, but I'm gonna send Stolas down the other hallway. Let's see. This one?
Got it. You're dispatching Stolas there in the opposite direction, Steve?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to follow the guys, and then Stolas is going to... Okay.
Rook, what happened?
Fly over.
I was attacked by 12 of Nafri's...
Dickheads.
Yeah, guards. as I came to check out the quartermaster's chambers, there is still another... 5 to 6 in the room, bordering this wall. I was able to play possum and get myself free and get out here, but I'm on my last legs here, and I could say there's another 6 to 5 at least in that room there that are closing behind me.
To the left here, or out the hallway we came down and to the left?
Well, out the hallway and to the left.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, we can funnel them through the hallway so that way they're only one or two at a time.
There's a hallway down here.
There's no entrance into the room, though. The only entrance is the one that I came out of.
Back the way we came.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Are they're chasing after you?
Yeah.
I have charge of the healing gauntlet left, so I can give you a 1d4.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm on one hit point.
I may have a spell left. Let's see what I got.
Shit, if you have a spell left.
I've got spells and spells. I can healing spirit you. If we're out of combat, it's awesome. If we're in combat, it's so. Or I can cure wounds you.
But I think we're out of combat because we all can move down here freely.
All right, feel the healing power of my Kodomos.
Nice.
Is that on the group?
I drop it into a 5-foot square area, and if you stand in it,
fuck yeah, because we all need some.
Yeah, it's basically 10
group hug.
Yeah,
group hug. feel the warmth of each other's bodies.
Helix spear.
Except for Kaitoa, it's cold metal.
Yeah. Oh, but it burns with desire.
So for 1 minute, which I guess is 10 rounds, or I guess you could say 10d6 if we can sit there for the whole minute.
Well, if we're not in combat, that's awesome, because then it's just 10d6.
Look at you guys all cuddling. Are you guys in a big cuddle huddle?
Yeah. There's a healing power
my little, look at my that. Little Kodomos are healing Rook right now.
Your little Kodamas. Okay, and how long does that take?
If we're there for the whole minute, it's like 10
1 minute
uses, I guess.
Okay. So you guys dashed down the hallway. That took only moments once Krizblik was on the scent of injured half-orc.
I did enlighten the guys of the other guards, and I did tell them they were chasing after me.
Shit.
I do want to say that they're only about 15 to 20 feet behind me.
We never had a long rest, did we?
No. Nope.
Okay, I don't have Kodamas. I have one spell of cure wounds for you. I've used up all my Kodamas.
Damn it.
Do you want me to cast cure wounds on you?
Do it.
Yeah. Rook, yeah. We need Rook to have more than one. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'll cast cure wounds instead. No Kodamas, sorry.
I can still take some hits.
1d8. I have one spell slot left still, too. Rook pointed to where the other guys are, right?
You get 9 hit points, yeah. Rook.
Yeah, the way we came.
Thank you.
Could I prepare a shatter for when I, like, in the direction of where Rook says the guys are rushing?
The moment something rounds that corner, yeah.
Something rounds the corner, like, cast shatter, you know, I think it's 10 foot radius, so 10 feet behind them.
Oh yeah, you can certainly ready that, Warlock. Let me just understand the scene. As the four of you have rejoined, Steve looks to his empty spell slot, which will not produce the Kodamas.
No Kodamas.
However, you do have something to offer Rook in the way of healing. Did that take place?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did you roll for that?
I did.
Okay. Beleg, you look to where Rook indicated his recent captors would surely be, and you look down that hallway as well. You hear boots. You hear shouting, guys.
Yeah, I'm readying my shatter so that I can cast it at the very end of my sightline when the first boots to round the corner are 10 feet away from the sightline, if that makes any sense. I'm casting it for maximum area of effect.
So if a guy at the front rounds the corner, you want to hit the 10 feet behind him to get everyone behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve, I will now mention you have a Stolas check-in. Stolas has flown down this long, about 60-foot corridor to find several empty rooms. However, as Stolas flies down another corridor, one more turn, and Stolas is going to be, you know, giving you a full perimeter to the building. You see guards dashing in both directions through the building.
In both directions, is at Stolas and away from him?
Correct. And at that moment, you have been surprised, party. Two guards dash out from behind the party. The four of you who were listening and hearing some footsteps in front of you, rightly so, because four men appear directly in front of you as well. At the back of the party, Rook and Beleg, these two charge at you. And you have both seen their clumsy moves as they go up and strike upon both of you, but they are thwarted, Beleg, by the breastplate underneath your cloak, and Rook as well. Like, your armor has done you a huge favor here. Both of you have essentially been stabbed as you turn around. There are two guards behind you, and Rook, you would now notice these singed, flaming guards filling the hallway in front of the party. They're familiar to your eyes.
Hey, Rob, do I get my attack of opportunity on...
Oh, your polar mastery. Ooh.
Yeah,
can Beleg be surprised? I say you were surprised there as you were readying your shatter. I think in a surprise situation like this, it seems inconceivable, my friend.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
However, there is a totally new round of initiative. Everybody's going to get a chance to play with Lady Luck in this encounter. You have six foes. Two.
But did Beleg get to toss that shatter?
I was going
to
say, is my shatter completely nullified now?
You're teed up, whatever you're preparing. You have a group of four, mostly in front of Kaitoa, Krizblik, and Steve. You have a group of two that just bounced blades off breastplates at the back of the party.
So did any of them come from where I said I was gonna shatter?
None of them.
Alright, then I think it would be nullified. They caught me off guard.
Yeah, the party that caught you off guard, Steve, is the one that stole us, is now just, you know, catching up to, and would probably, you know, sort of have just been alerting you at that very moment, Steve. And indeed, there is Stolas behind those two soldiers. So Stolas is in initiative as well. Roll it up.
I rolled a 16 plus 2, so an 18. That's Beleg.
Steve gets a 22.
Nice.
Stolas gets a 5.
Okay. Very similar to last time.
Kaito's got an 18.
That's identical to last time.
Rook got an 11.
That's worse than last time.
Do we have to roll off Kaitoa?
Who has the higher natural?
17 plus 1.
16 plus 2.
Kaitoa's first.
Meh, meh.
The natural rule carries the initiative. So, Rook, you said you were down at 11?
Can't fuck with these big natties.
Okay, that's probably going to make a big difference. So what I'll do is I'll roll the groups as two. So the group of four rolls a... off the keyboard. Oh, it's a 12. And the group of two, the surprise group, 5. Boy, these guys are not earning their paycheck. So...
And Krizblik.
Wait, Krizblik. And where's Krizblik?
What is it? She got a plus 2, you said?
No, to initiative, she's flat.
She's flat.
Oh, right. Yeah. 5. Yeah.
Oh, she's down 5 with the second round of guards.
Yeah.
Okay, so just so everybody gets this in your mind, Steve at 22, then Kaitoa natural 18, then Beleg non-natural 18. Group of four guards singed, and a couple of them look like they may have a little poison spray on them coming right at you from the hallway that's well lit.
That we came
then
from.
There's Rook, then there's Stolas, the two guards who assailed from the back, and Krizblik, all at the end with 5.
Ooh, okay.
Steve.
So we got 2 in front of me, 3 coming up behind.
Yep.
Okay, yep. I'm going to soften it up for Kaitoa. Oh, are you good, Kaitoa?
What do you mean, good?
Like hit point-wise?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Well, I got 24...
Okay, you guys just used up your free action.
No!
As you tap on Kaitoa's shoulder and say, you good, buddy, you are eating up parts of your move.
Okay, Rook is hurt, so I'm going to annihilate the guy in front of him first.
There's clearly one who struck at Rook and one who struck at Beleg.
Hold on. If they've already moved and attacked, right?
They have.
Okay, I don't get advantage. So the guys that haven't attacked, the ones in front of Kaito, are eating daggers.
You spin around and take a new tack.
Beleg is stoked that Steve's fighting the ones in front of him until he turns around and then just like...
15 plus 3 for the first attack.
8
for
18. Hits.
That hits. He takes 7, so 17.
Whoa. This first guy is absolutely destroyed.
Okay, second guy behind. That's a 19 plus 3, so over 20.
That'll hit, yeah.
17.
Okay, this fellow takes the dagger, where would you say?
I like
urethra.
Right into the dick hole.
Right. Right in between his cod piece and his inner thigh armor. You sink. This dagger in, and it's not a killing move, but you have, you know, made him stagger. And there are two behind him as well, wielding swords and flanking closely. What's next, Steve?
Okay, well, the guy's still alive, takes another dagger. That is a 20, not natural, and he takes 16 points.
You have taken him across the threshold of the living.
And my last offhand hits 4, 6, 16. There you go.
Nice.
That guy finishes with 16 damage. So fuck that guy.
He is bloodied. Where would you say you caught him, Steve?
I'd like to say he lifted his arm up for a minute and a dagger went like right into his armpit. And probably rattled around inside his lung.
He's been pierced in an ugly way. You are up, my friend, Kaitoa.
No, it's Belleg. No, it's Kaitoa.
No,
I'm still on last. Sorry.
Okay, so in order to save Rook, I'm going to hit the two guys behind us because the first guy's within 5 feet. Bam, 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 that guy.
All right.
And I've already pre-rolled. I have a 15 for my first attack.
That doesn't hit.
Doesn't. Are you kidding me?
You have noticed, Kaitoa, these guys wear a mix of breastplates, chainmail, and leather. And between you and me, you're looking at kind of like 14, 15, and 16 respectively. And you're at the moment not right. Connecting with the 15.
Well, my second attack's a 19.
You now come around with another angle, and you have just connected. Guy closer 20. To Belleg or guy closer to Rook?
The guy on the right.
Okay, yeah, closer to Belleg. All right, deal damage. You pre-roll that too?
23.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I think as he steps forward here and moves a bit, I think you've taken a leg off.
Oh, he took it. Did it kill him, or is he still standing?
He is bloodied, and his left leg has been taken off just below the knee, Kaitoa. Your axe flies through like hot knife through butter.
That was my best roll, like, and he still takes it. I can't believe he fucking passed that 15, because I would have had both had a 23 for damage, which I was like,
oh fuck.
Please both hit.
Oh, that could be a killer.
Oh, that sucks.
What's next?
I'm done.
Okay. There is Belleg itching at the trigger.
Everything's different.
What's that? Everything's different now? That's what happens when people roll higher than you. Fuck. Now you're gonna shatter.
No. I don't think I'm going to. I'm gonna do... So I'm gonna use my bonus action and, like, push Rook behind me so he is, like, surrounded completely by me, Steve, and Kaitoa.
Nudging Rook behind you into the triangle made by you, Steve, and Kaitoa.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna cast Armor of Agathys for 15 hit point or temporary hit points and sit on my haunches and just, like, give the old come at me, bro.
Haunches.
Look, I'm Asian squatting.
I draw back on my haunches. The fucking hench.
And yeah. Who did you cast Armor of Agathys on?
Rook, of course.
Myself. No, myself.
No, Belleg.
Rook is between us, and I'm right. Staring two dudes in the face. I'm casting Armor of Agathys on myself.
All right. Yeah,
and,
I get it.
And, like, beckoning them to attack me. Like, cool. Bitch, come at me.
Yeah.
Belleg, now you post up there in your Armor of Agathys. You've nudged Rook in kind of behind you. The two in front leading back to the gatehouse, leading back to the evening and the outdoor torchlights in the streets of Polb. These guys charge up, and both of them are taking swipes at the party member closest to them.
Chris Blair!
Not Chris Blair!
That's a nat 20.
Oh no!
18.
No!
And the first one here in the helm takes a chop as Krizblik tries to sort of writhe away. That's a one.
I should have cast Shatter!
4 damage. And the second fellow here, who looks like a brute of a man, he's a tall human with like jet black hair and no helm. And he, on that natty, it was. Oh, he's gonna deal 12 damage. What was the first one? 4?
Yeah, she's dead.
So Krizblik now is cloven by a longsword, guys, in front of your eyes.
Do we all get rage?
Krizblik down.
Rook. Yeah, with 11, you come up right after these two guys, and you have just felt, the party kind of close in around you.
Feeling the love. I'm feeling the love. I've got these two guys in front of me that have just gone after Krizblik.
Yeah.
Well, after my nice bonding with Krizblik, in the reuniting there, I'm enraged from what I'm seeing, so I am gonna dual wield on these sons of bees. And I'm gonna go after the guy who's directly in front of me, so right at Krizblik there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna burst out of that and go after him. The first guy on my first attack. On one of them, that's a critical fail with a 1 plus 6, so 7. But on my second one, it's a 16 plus 6, so 22.
Nice. The 22 will connect.
7 total.
7 total? Did you cut off there? Just 7?
Yeah.
Well, you're plunging your sword into this guy in a life-ending way.
So I'm going to, just... at his face.
Nice. Yay.
Right through his helm, and he is dead on your sword, and his body clatters to the ground. There's another guy in front of you, Rook. Is that what else in your move?
Well, I have my bonus attack. So my question is, can I attack with my short sword, or can I spray him with the poison spritz here?
No.
No, it's not a bonus action.
Yeah.
So I've gotta do
short sword.
Short sword, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I will go short swordy.
I'm pretty sure the poison spritz is a full action.
It is an action.
Yeah. Okay, well then this is a 7 plus 6, so 23.
Yeah, so it's only one more step and move, Rook, over the slumped body of Krizblik, and you are able to jab out towards this guy, deal damage.
So that's a 7 total.
He's not dead, but you seem to have released a hand, his sword hand, from his body, and his sword clatters to the ground. He staggers back a bit. He's bloodied and not looking good. Rook, you are also bloodied and not looking good. You know, as you thrust out and push out and you're dealing damage, you hold your side where not too long ago, you know, you were dealt a virtually mortal blow. It was especially that one, you know, like through your side armor that pierced right through, and you are not feeling good as you sort of press your hand against the wall. Who's up next?
I don't know.
We got 18. It's the animal connection minus one. Stolas.
Don't remind us, Robin.
And then is Krizblik, or would have been Krizblik. So what does Stolas do, Steve?
Rip Krizblik. He's going to fly up and mess with this like belly guy here.
Okay. So anybody has advantage on him. Okay, then these two attack. They are up. One hit an 11. The other hit a nat 20.
Well, one misses, one hits.
And the guy who hits... 8 damage, Beleg.
Alright, he takes 15 damage.
Oh! Is that armor of Agathys?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, so describe what effect armor of Agathys has, like, on a melee guy being, returns some damage.
I imagine it looks like somebody taking an axe to an ice block, where there's like weird misty spray that comes out, but then it just feels like brain freeze to him, to the tune of 15 damage, like the worst brain freeze of all.
Oh wow, is it cold damage?
Yeah.
It's just as you describe it, and this guy has been frozen solid to an icicle.
Bitch! That's awesome.
Krizblik.
It is.
Top of the order is Steve.
Hello. So we've got one guy next to Beleg, and the entire hallway down there is... Oh, there's one guy on the hallway, right?
One and one, yeah.
One handless, really bloodied soldier in the hallway towards the gatehouse and out. And then one fellow still behind the party who just saw his brother get frostbitten.
Hey, brother.
Okay, so the guy that's on the Krizblik side's gonna take the first attack.
Okay.
13 plus 3 for 16.
That'll hit.
Yeah. 18 points of damage.
And describe how your dagger buries itself into flesh and life.
He's the one that's missing the hand?
Yes.
I check the dagger and he
is dumb.
He tries to put his hand up that is no longer there in front of his face and realizes the last second that there's no hand, and it just...
this form, guys, falls back stiff like a plank into the dark hallway. And as you look above the corpses in order... This guard, the singe guard, this small badger, then Rook leaning against the wall and starting to, you know, use the wall for more and more support. And you look behind you, there is only one foe left. And Kaitoa, natural 17, you are up.
Yep, I still have more attacks.
Steve, do you have more daggers?
I have more daggers. But Kaitoa can do it. You take the head for Krizblik. Yeah. Steve, can I intimidate the guy? At least?
Steve,
I want to turn around and look at him and like just like flip two daggers and like, you're fucked, buddy.
Thanks for taking one for the team, Steve. As you turn around and, yes, with your remaining munitions, give a nice taunt, Kaitoa, you'll attack with advantage.
Yes.
Oh, not 20.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was a 2 and a 20. I'll take the 20.
That's for Krizblik.
Okay, 18 and a 5. Oh, no, 8. Sorry, 20 and a 7.
As you push past Beleg, Kaitoa, and Steve, as you're sort of looking on and knowing you probably could have thrown some more daggers, this fellow tries in vain to kind of parry off your advance, Kaitoa, but you just stomp forward, and your damage is in excess of his hit points. How'd you do it?
I hear the yelp of Crisplick, and I just, like, see her go down, and I just turn to the first thing in sight and just come down and try and split him in two. Bury my axe into this cement.
All right.
Through the body into the ground.
As you wind back your axe, as it arcs over your head, you know, perfect and true, it scrapes along the top of this hallway here, and you feel, Kaitoa, your axe cleave right through, as if, you know, through air, and you've connected with the floor.
Crisplick!
This guy peels apart.
Whew.
As the blood subsides from this fellow here, there's only you left in the hallway, party.
I kneel down and pick up Crisplick.
Beleg walks away with, like, steam coming off of his ice armor, looks at Crisblick and just says, I guess I know what we're calling the bar now.
Crisblicks.
That's right. That's right.
And that, my friends, is where we'll have to leave you tonight on this episode of Dungeons and Blackguards.
These are the days of our dies.
Nice. How many weeks have you been sitting on that?
I actually just thought of it. I wish I'd been sitting on that.
Fuck, that's a good one.
It is good. I like it.
Oh, I worked so hard at getting to know that badger.
Rip Clisbick. We'll get you another pet, buddy.
You
want to go to the pet store?
We have that awesome duo of, like, smash, Crisplick attacks, kills. Like, of course Crisplick dies, because we had a full night of, like, dynamic duo killing dudes off.
Do you want to go get some ice cream, buddy?
That's so fucking make you feel better?
No, I want Crisplick back. I'm sad, too.
Dude. That's awful.
All we need is a badger necromancer.
Yeah.
We're keeping Crisplick's parts.
No, I say we hold on to Crisplick, we find the spirit forge, and we make a robotic Crisplick.
The fucking
Crisplick in the ancient technology.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a fucking warforged badger.
So I'm guessing Crisplick doesn't have, like, the death saves that a regular character would have.
Find out next time on the riveting conclusion of Dungeons and Blackguards.
The old DM hasn't said that Crisplick's dead yet. Just slumped over.
I use medicine. This is the song that came into my mind when the two of them
connected. Yeah, Littlest Hobo.
Yes!
They used to watch this show all the time.
Yep.
Lilith Hobo?
Yeah. Guys, yeah. Grew up on that shit. Love Lilith Hobo.
Only at grandma's house.
He's a functioning member of society.
Yes. I have joined the ranks of civilization.
Perfect. Perfect. We love it. Now just re-say everything you said in the first hour and a half.
No.
All right,
so how Kaitoa. Does that work with great weapon mastery for the minus 5 plus 10?
It's a natural 20 always hits, no matter what.
Yeah. So
like you needed to hit him with a roll of 50,
yeah,
natural 20 hits.
Yeah. Okay.
So bounded accuracy, baby.
So I get 2d12s plus 10 on each.
You just double plus 10 once, but you get to roll twice. Yeah.
Oh, 2d12s, but one has a plus 10.
Yeah, you just get the normal plus the attribute bonus is the same, but you double the dice.
I mean, how many more guards and soldiers do you think are in this building?
I don't care, but they're all going to die.
All of them.
They're all going to die now. yeah.
Steve is collecting daggers just in case there's more from the corpses. Yeah.
But so how many
still on his haunches?
That is what did we hit? Like four crits tonight?
Dude, this yellow and blue die that I have for Steve has been fucking magical.
I hit my first one, I think, with Kaitoa.
Like, I still haven't hit a crit, but get there.
DM critted twice tonight. I critted on Krizblick. Ah, it's still there, guys.
It's your fault.
It's still there.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
I love that I managed to roll that grappling hook shot. That was fun.
Yeah.
What an episode. Okay, guys, I'm going to shut her down. Thank you so much. That was a great jump back in.
Me too, boys.
Later. Yeah, I got to go.
Rook's not dead. Yeah.
Krizblick's not kind of dead.
I don't want to think about it.
Krizblick might make it.
Oh, I can't believe Chris would die.
I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm not ready to tonight.
See, I'm pissed because I was looking at the two guys in the hallway and I decided to turn around and attack the guys by Rook to save Rook. And if I had gone forward, I would have stopped them before they got to Chris Blake. So basically,
I almost cast Shatter on them.
It was all my fault. And...
No, it's all of our fault.
Later, boys.
All right, yeah. Have a good night, man.